I'm not agreeing with you and doing things that you tell me to do.
It's fine, Jeff. You can have that opinion. You should have it.
I am. I'm going to have that. Damn it, Dan.
Welcome back, Like the 80s, Uncorked Gamers, episode 49. Let's do it. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff. The 80s are back?
The 80s are back. If PlayStation Plus games have anything to say about it.
Am I supposed to wear my underwear outside of my pants again?
You were never supposed to do that.
Well, they did that in the 80s.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did you get picked on a lot?
It was for exercise purposes, man.
All right, real quick. I downloaded some of the PlayStation Plus free games. I downloaded Super Time Force Ultra and Zeo Drifter. And I am just enamored with Zeo Drifter. If you want something that feels like super, like Metroid, the original Metroid, nice 8-bit Metroid, you want to play Zeo Drifter. This game is top notch.
It has, I was watching them play, and it has some, Super Metroid kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to play it for like 10, 15 minutes to get a feel for it, so I could tell you guys about it, and then Jeff showed up, and it was like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I get off work late. I work so much OT.
So much OT.
But I guess it's a good thing in the end.
And then I let Jeff check out Super Time Force Ultra. What do you think, Jeff?
That game was fun. I like that game. The whole rewind features and how you can basically have like two characters at the same time occupying the same space.
Shooting their bullets off.
Yeah, while one guy's shielding, dude, it's like the ultimate combo right there. And what I particularly like is the, you know, when you beat a level, it shows everything in real time. Like, everything that got rewound and replayed is all happening in real time as one single movement. And it was really cool. It was really cool to see that. I enjoy the game. I see myself trying to 100% this game all the damn time. Yeah.
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 Is that going to be your go-to?
I think that's... Dude, I have to. Like, I can't go through that. Since I played the game, I don't see myself going through the game without trying to grab every single item in there.
All right. So, I mean, yeah. You had some struggles with that.
Nah, I just need to get used to the mechanics a little more. That's all. I'm a slow learner.
You need to start using Shieldy, man.
Yeah, Shieldy's good. Shieldy is good. I didn't like Shieldy. I really like Snipery.
McKillen. Yeah.
Yeah. I like her. She was my go-to character. But, yeah, I gotta start using other characters. She's still my favorite, though.
It's part of the game, dude.
Still my favorite.
Get like 1,000 guys going at the same time, killing all your enemies in front of you.
Watch Shield League. Shoot everybody through walls. How's that not awesome?
Alright, so over this whole weekend, there's been, something special to Jeff's heart happening. Why don't you tell us about it?
What?
The beta.
It's not so special.
It's not so special.
It's not special.
What do you mean it's not special?
It's laggy as crap.
Oh.
Street Fighter V, they finally did the worldwide beta, the actual beta test.
Yep.
Which would count as our first one.
Worldwide.
It's insanely laggy.
But you can connect to people regularly?
You can connect. I mean, I was doing fine. I mean, not all the matches were laggy, but I would say there was lag involved in like 90% of them.
Now, were you able to tell where these people were playing from and maybe get an idea if you how far it goes before it starts to lag?
It gives you the flag of the country they're in.
And would you say there was lag within people within the United States?
Well, it was mostly, I mean, I don't think I ever got connected with anybody outside of the United States.
Okay, so. Yeah.
And I'm assuming it might have been more locally than anything. But, I mean, that's just an assumption. I really don't know. Either way, like, it was just, there was some form of lag in every match.
The same.
Almost every match.
It's a shame because that stress test was so beautiful.
Yeah, actually went by a lot
smoother.
Yeah, a lot smoother. But, I mean, you can't really be disappointed. It is a beta.
Do you think this also includes a PC beta, right?
No.
Okay.
No, this is not PC. This is straight PS4. PC gamers are complaining about that, though. But they, Capcom said they will get their beta as well.
Okay. I did watch a match. Jeff played one real quick, showed me the lag, and it is pretty bad.
Because he didn't believe me.
I was just making fun of him, but...
He was, but he wanted...
I wanted to see how bad it was.
He thought I was making excuses because I lost.
Repeatedly.
I don't make excuses when I lose. I lose because I'm bad. But speaking of Street Fighter 4...
Five? Four?
Four. Right. Five, yeah. Street Fighter 5, there's a... Capcom announced the Collector's Edition pre-orders for $100. Along with that, you get a 48-page art book, hardcover.
Oh, that's going to be some good art.
Meh, whatever. I don't care about it. I don't care about it.
All right, well, if you get it, you can give me the art book.
I'm not going to pay $100 for the game. That's it. That's end of story. I'm not paying $100 for the game.
What if it came with a steel book case?
No. I'm not paying $100 for that game.
Steel case.
No. No, not for $100.
With the original artwork.
Maybe like five extra bucks. I pay like 65 for it.
No, steel case, it comes with art book, because it has to, because it's a collector's edition. But the collector's edition has that original artwork steel case.
No.
Not worth
not paying. Now. I'm just not paying extra.
For that sweet steel case.
It comes for codes for Street Fighter comics as well.
Nice.
And you get a 1 month subscription to Capcom Fighters on Twitch. So you get their, you know, get the older emotes for a month. And you can chat on during the sub-only chats.
Right.
Which is probably going to be the finals in Capcom Cup.
We'll be there.
Yeah. I'm going to chat everybody's ears off right there.
Yeah.
Until I get kicked out.
You will get kicked out.
Yeah, if I do that, yeah. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be super awesome. I can't wait to be there. I think I'm going to take my fight stick and have... try to get some signatures if I can.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. That'd be smart. Are you going to get
a fight stick that I'm not ever going to use again?
Yeah.
But that's fine. That's perfect.
Yeah, you can put it on your wall.
Because I still have I have the case. And the case has like it has like a cover, right? A flap, basically. Yeah. And underneath the flap is like a plastic. The see-through plastic. So you open it up and you can see the fight stick in there.
Right.
But it's not outside the box. You know what I mean? So, like, it's kind of like a cool display if I had, like, everybody's signatures in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got to change I want to change the knob to the original knob that I had on the stick because I have a custom knob. And also, I probably will take out my my 8-way gate in there and switch it out for the 4-way. And, yeah.
There you go. Speaking of collector's editions, they announced some of the collector's editions for Uncharted 4. They have one for $80. Comes with the art book. Comes with some like digital codes for like character packs and stuff like that. And it comes with a steel book case with original artwork by the artist that I believe worked on the comics. Like actual artwork, not like a print.
Yeah.
Like somebody drew this design out and they put it on that steel book case. I am tempted. I haven't actually pre-ordered Uncharted 4 yet, because I was like, oh, I got time. It's not going to come out the next year. And they have other ones. They have one like that'll get you a statue and get you a bunch more like DLC stuff for the map packs. There's one that gives you basically a season pass kind of thing. This is going to be the first Uncharted that's been announced through this collector's edition. It's going to have story DLC.
Already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So before the game comes out. Well, I mean, it was announced also. The date was announced for when it comes out.
See, real quick. I just want to say, I don't mind story DLC. Like, if it's done like Naughty Dog did in the last game, Last of Us. Or Sucker Punch Day with Infamous, where it's not... The game has a continuous story, and then the story DLC is like something that happened like...
Side quest thing,
or like before the game take place, or after the game took place, something like that. Or you still get the full game experience when you play the game, and it's just some extra informational stuff on the side. I like that kind of story, DLC.
Okay. Comes out March 18th.
Ooh, March 18th, so soon!
So soon, that's like half a year.
Oh, well, I gotta catch up with, I gotta do Battlefield, Star Wars Battlefield. Or Battlefront? Battlefront, right? Yeah, Battlefront.
The new one?
The new one. I got Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain, which just came out today. Zeo Drifter, which is awesome. I mean, it's got a lot of stuff, dude. I got a lot of stuff to play.
What else did you what did you pre-order so far? Was it just those two?
I think it was just those two, and I picked up some, like, indies with the extra cash left over. And some abduction games coming out. Which is, like, if you like Myst. I don't know if I'll play it, but I know some people are into that.
The Battlefront, Battlefront's gonna have a beta, too, in October. Early October.
Yeah, I don't remember them saying that you get beta access by buying the game.
No, it wasn't mentioned at all.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It might be open to everybody, but they, I mean, they didn't really give too much detail. So
they did tell you what was gonna be in the beta. You could do the Hoth battle that they showed. You can do the co-op battle that they showed.
And survival? Something survival mode? Some kind of survival mode?
Death something. Yes. Yeah. Another mode that they haven't really told people what it is. They just announced it. So, I mean, it sounds pretty cool. I mean, it's a pretty good beta. They did say that none of your stuff will carry over and there's going to be an app that goes along with it.
Is that the way of the future now?
Oh, dude, apps are the way of the future. Yeah.
Seems like everybody's getting into the app thing now. But hopefully it's not a pre-order type deal and I get to play the game.
Drop Zone is what it's called. The other one.
So I really like to try out this game without having to pre-order it. Even though it looks like a good game.
It does look like a good game. Early October is when that beta is going to be happening. So I mean, I got to check their website, see if there's a sign up or something for that. I don't know. PlayStation Vita is getting a new color in the U.S. The first new color in the U.S. that does not require a bundle for you to be able to get it. It is aqua. Aqua blue. I mean, it looks nice.
Japan has a... They get a little more choices.
Yeah, Japan has a lot more choices, but they've always had more choices. Oh, another thing that's also cool, the new Nintendo 3DS, not the XL, but the regular size one, is also finally coming to the U.S. And that's cool.
With the... You'll be able to put the faceplates on it.
Yeah, that's the one that lets you change the faceplates. I can't believe they didn't do that with the XL. I mean, that's just a gold mine that they just let slip out of their
Especially
hand.
If it's the only one you're selling. Like, that's the only one you're selling, so why not make it? Why not make it faceplateable?
Yeah, that would have been so much money in their pocket with Nintendo fans and stuff like that. They just like to buy everything.
Man, it's so
like
weird.
That shovel
it's
neck.
So weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
People who love Nintendo handhelds love peripherals too, dude.
Dude, I mean, Nintendo makes good handhelds. Well, I should say
they make crappy handhelds, but
I should say that they get good games on their handhelds. Because really, I mean, Vita makes a great handheld, but that didn't do jack because they didn't have Monster Hunter.
They're doing Capcom. They're also doing a Xenoblade bundle. With the new 3DS, yeah, and I think it's like $210, something like that.
Oh, that's nice. That's like exactly what it costs for XL anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe even less.
So, you know, if you want that Xenoblade and you don't have a 3DS, it's a good deal.
I got some sad news here.
Hold on. I want to keep going with Nintendo here for a bit.
Okay, no, yeah. Shoot it.
So Amazon.com opened up a storefront for Nintendo. So now, you don't have to deal with the crappy interface on the Nintendo Wii or the 3DS.
It's not good, yeah.
It's horrendous, it really is. And
it's so hard to figure out if anything's on sale or price drops. It's all hidden behind these archaic, like, menus.
It's oh my god, I can't believe it's still like this. It's like this since the Wii. They haven't realized this is bad? Come on, it's been so many years already. Fix it. But anyway, it doesn't matter anymore because Amazon has a storefront. So now you can just buy on Amazon directly and it'll download straight to your Wii or 3DS.
And you know what else is nice about that? Amazon gift cards will work for that, won't they?
Yeah. Everything Amazon.
The Amazon worked for that. Which is just, man, you think they'll be allowed to do Amazon sales on this stuff?
On Nintendo stuff? Nintendo don't do that.
Capcom made sales.
Capcom made sales on their own games, yeah. But Nintendo... I mean,
those were good sales.
I mean, Nintendo...
Trust me.
Nintendo stuff won't do that. Mm. Like, at all. Like, if it comes from Nintendo, if the Nintendo makes it, no.
See, that's a real shame.
I know, but they've always been like that, and it doesn't even matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter because everybody still buys the stuff.
I'd have so many more games from the 3DS right now if I didn't have to pay $40 for a game that came out like 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's Nintendo, man, and they still sell them.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Nintendo's hardcore, bro.
XCOM 2. I know you've been waiting for that, and I've been waiting for that. It got delayed to next year.
Oh, no.
February 5th.
I didn't care for XCOM.
Well, you are a fool that did not know how to play the game.
I kept missing my shots, man.
Exactly. Stop using a shotgun at 30 squares away. Not that hard, bro.
Yeah, well, maybe I was hitting corners, too.
PS4 3.0 beta software is going... 3.0 software is going into beta. It's going to have a bunch of features that may or may not actually make it into the final build. I mean, hence the beta.
What I want right now is my upgrade to 10 gigabytes of online storage, because my PlayStation is already telling me, hey, there's not enough online storage for you anymore.
I think I'm getting to that point too, yeah.
It includes my PS3 stuff.
Yeah,
and my Vita and my stuff. PS4. And you have a Vita. I don't understand why you haven't hit the cap yet. And I have.
I think I have recently. I think I saw that popping up.
I hit the cap like a couple months ago, dude. Now I don't understand why. I was like, I don't think I played that much.
I think it's because I don't start as many games as you do.
Yeah. I start 1,000 games and never finish them.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I hit my cap already like a while back, and I'm glad to see that. That way I don't keep getting messages, hey, yeah, this isn't safe. Mm-hmm. It didn't save. Like all the damn time. Didn't save.
Well, not only are we getting, supposedly, they're working on online storage capacity, increasing that. Live streaming to YouTube, directly to YouTube, mm-hmm. which is starting to gain some steam. People are doing it.
Meh. It's not...
New events hub for your favorite games, so you can find your favorite games better. Favorite groups, so you can find out what your preferred friends are doing. Because, you know, you can have like 1,000 people on there or something like that. Let's see here. 10-second video clips to Twitter, so if you want... capture that perfect moment to your Twitter fans. Probably going to be pretty popular with the Call of Duty players that are switching over. And the long-awaited request to watch notification grant you access to a live feed of a friend's game. Which we kind of already had, SharePlay. But I'm assuming this means that there's not going to be that 1 hour limit on it.
Even if there is an hour limit, it's still not a... I mean, it's fine, dude. I don't care about, like...
Yeah.
Permitting people.
I'm also hoping that they figure out how to lower that threshold for, like, the requirement to actually watch somebody stream. Because I have pretty decent internet at this point. And even still, it says, like, oh, you're not fast enough. I'm like, I got, like, 32 megabyte speeds. Like, how is that not fast enough to just watch you play Binding of Isaac?
Yeah, that shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
My upload's 4Gs, so... I mean, that doesn't sound like too much. But it's fine.
Yeah.
To play video games and stuff, it should be fine to upload.
I mean, you do Twitch, so I can watch your Twitch.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. And I do online. I play online on my PS4 and also upload to Twitch. So
yeah. Who knows? What else you want to talk about?
What was it? We were talking about something that it reminded me of something, but I forgot what it was. But anyway, Kojima cameo. You didn't hear about this?
I Metal Gear? Saw a picture of it and did not read it because I have not started the game yet.
I do
know there's stuff that transfers over from Ground Zeroes.
Hideo Kojima makes a cameo in the game. He's one of the regular workers.
Oh really?
Yeah. So he's just like a regular worker in the mother base.
Do you think that's hidden?
You can go look for him.
Huh? Do you think they hid that in there?
Kojima?
Yeah.
Himself?
And Konami's like, no! What? Why is he in this game?
They barely found out after they released so many copies.
Yeah. Like the game
session? Like the Atari stuff?
Yeah, like, yeah. Because, you know, with all the bad blood and like him getting like supposedly like kicked out or whatever... He's just like one big middle finger to you, like, I'm in the game. You can take my name off the book. I'm in the game.
I want to say that it's true. I really hope that it's true. Because that would be great.
Because, you know, they have their game testers and stuff like that. You think somebody's going to, like, a game tester for a Metal Gear game is going to be like, I'm just going to go look at all the workers in Mother Base. That's what I want to do.
I really hope he did it on purpose. It'd be a good
a little farewell.
Yeah, a little middle finger.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not a spoiler, right?
No, it's not that bad.
Okay. I'm glad. Another thing I wanted to update was the news on those guys that went to go, threatened, the Pokemon World Championships.
Right.
So the judge decided to not give him any bail.
Really?
Yeah. So they're going to be in there for a few months, I'm assuming, before trial starts.
Wow.
Because, you know, they usually take a few months to, like, over a year sometimes, man. I mean, sometimes trials just take forever, dude. They just drag on. Like, to start, I mean, you know? Their lawyer apparently is trying to get the charges dismissed because, you know, that's just how they talk to each other.
Right. But,
I mean, they had, like, conversations in Facebook chat saying, I guess one guy kicked him out of a chat room or something like that. And he said, okay, I'm just going to go shoot you then. And it's like all these comments are like you know.
They always drive around with the MK-47s in their
illegally.
MK-47s in their
illegally,
car.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just a permit. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
So, with enough ammo to do a mass murder.
Yeah, that's just common fare. We just forgot to take that out from when we went to the gun range.
they had comments that they dug up from I think some kind of chat or Facebook or something where they mentioned, you know, Columbine Part 2 and stuff like that, dude. Like saying he was just gonna some guy, I don't know, he was just gonna shoot some guy at the event then, and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, dude, you're not gonna get these charges dismissed, no matter how much you try, lawyer. It's not gonna happen.
It'd be a sad day if it did.
These guys, I don't know, man. These guys are in deep, dude. They're in very deep.
Yeah.
But whatever. I think that definitely did stop a tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you did promise the people at home a story.
Jeff's Corner? What did we call it?
I don't know. We didn't call it anything last time.
I thought we
come
came
up with
a name.
Do it. It's a new segment.
It's time for the new segment of the show. Jeff's Corner.
Jeff's Corner. Gather round, children. Jeff's got a story to tell.
So I was at work, right? And,
I don't think it's the story you were going to tell.
No, I can't think of a good story right now.
You were going to tell us about the time you were in the bank.
Oh, the bank thing, yeah. I remember that now. All right. I totally forgot about that. Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much.
That's why I'm here.
I was going to write it down, and I forgot to write it down. So, anyway, I decided to go to the bank, right, because I got this paycheck. And I can't do nothing with a paycheck, so I got to turn it into cash money. So I go inside the bank, and usually my daughter will, like, I drove with the whole family. So
wait,
my
so
wife,
your whole family was there?
My wife and, hold on. So my wife's in the car, my kids are in the car, I'm driving, we go to the bank. I asked if anybody wanted to come in with me, right? And usually my youngest daughter would be like, yeah, I'll go with you, daddy. And this time she was like, nah, you go alone, daddy. And I was like, eh, whatever, you know. So I go in there and wait in line, and mind you, this is all very surreal, so I don't understand what's happening at first. And so I see this guy come into the bank and kind of jump across the counter, try to jump across the counter, but he kind of tripped when he did it. So he kind of fell down. And at first I'm just like, oh, this is just some worker, you know, like you know,
yeah.
the thought process going through my head is like, this worker is trying to
be cool,
just kind of shortcut, you know, to the other side instead of going around, you know.
Because they're perfectly fine with it.
The dumbass just trips, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But then he gets up, you know, and he starts, like, demanding money. So I was like, whoa, what the crap? Like, what is happening, right? So there's like this, there's like a, I don't know, a couple of seconds where you like, you know, it's a whole like a, where you're trying to make a decision whether to try to run out the bank or just kind of sit still and just whatever, right?
Yeah.
So the guy behind me had had his daughter with him, and he booked it to the door, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm following this guy, right? I mean, things are like just, you know, decisions are being made really fast.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm running behind this guy through the door, and there's another guy coming in with a gun pointed at us. And he pointed at him, he points it at me, tells me to get on the ground. And apparently I wasn't doing fast enough for him. So he told me to, you know, in a meaner way to get on the ground again.
Right.
So I just basically threw myself on the ground, like stomach down, you know, face down, dude. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to witness any of this. Whatever, dude, just whatever. And, so, you know, you could just hear him like asking for the money. Like, and the guy's like yelling at the teller saying, no, I want the large bills. I want the large bills. And apparently the vault was open during this time. So, and there was reports saying that they could have been an inside job at first because they came in at the exact same time that the vaults was, they were open, right? They were doing something in there, right?
Yeah.
But, apparently that all got kind of
thrown out.
Yeah, because, no, they never connected anybody from inside the bank. So, it was just kind of coincidence, I guess. But, the guys, so, you know, like, it didn't take that long. It just seemed like forever. But it didn't take that long. I don't think it took that long. And so after they got, the guys were done, one of the guys fired off a shot inside the bank. And the casing of the bullet hit my leg. And it scared the crap out of me, dude. Like, oh, man. I know, like, I mean, it's just that impact, dude, was so insane. Like, it's just like a thousand thoughts running through my head right now. Like, oh my God, this guy's going to shoot me, dude. And like, just everything, dude, was just so crazy. And it was just the casing, dude. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, it obviously wasn't a shot. Obviously, it didn't pierce my skin. It didn't hurt. But it just, somehow in my brain, I got shot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just for like a second.
How close did you come at that moment of peeing yourself?
I don't pee myself, Dan. I'm a man. But, yeah, no, it was scary. it was really scary. And the guy, I mean, it was a small handgun, you know, it was like,
right.
Maybe like a .22 caliber. It wasn't, you know, the guy just ran out the bank, and I guess there was a third guy in the car waiting outside, and they just got in and booked it. Meanwhile, we're all just kind of there for a little bit because I don't know if anybody was actually looking at him, you know, or if they're just kind of waiting to see if there's any more noise or whatever. But it took like a couple of minutes. It probably wasn't even a couple of minutes, maybe just a minute, where everything was just quiet and nobody was moving. And then finally, like I think the bank manager there was saying, okay, like I'm gonna go ahead and lock the doors, and everybody has to stay inside so we can talk to the police when they arrive, right? Well, the police arrived, it didn't take them all that long. I think they might have already been there, actually, when we started getting up. But the police, I didn't know this, and I'm assuming it was a SWAT team, Watsonville SWAT team or some kind of SWAT team from close by. They had automatic rifles with them, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like assault rifles. And I've never seen cops with assault rifles, dude, but they were pointing at the bank, dude. They were all pointing their guns at us, dude. And we were just walking, and I was just kind of like walking around, you know what I mean? Just whatever. And I was like, well, maybe I should stop moving because they might think I'm one of these guys. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's so.
So they caught the guys?
Crazy, dude. Well, I mean, here, okay, there's more to the story, man.
Okay.
So we finally, everybody finally realized, cops realized, you know, there's nothing happening anymore inside the bank. So they started like letting us out, and you know, there's like 20 cops, you know, interviewing a bunch of people. And the cop that interviewed me was somebody that I knew. Somebody that I knew from like elementary school.
Nice.
So And I knew he was a cop already in the city. And it was just kind of funny that he was the one to interview me. So, overall, I think they ended up taking, I think, somewhere around like 300 grand or 400 grand, something like that.
Wow.
And only because the vault thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason they got so much money. But the guy, I think one of the guys, they found him dead because of gangster-related shooting or something like that. Another guy got caught, but the FBI, I think it's the FBI, DEA, something, a higher force decided to drop the bank charges because they had other stuff on him, and he finally got caught.
Yeah.
So they're gonna something where they were gonna charge him with the bigger crime and just like forget the bank thing, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They were just gonna charge him with whatever he did beforehand.
Yeah, it's weird. More likely law murder or something like that.
More than likely murder, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear anything about the third guy, but I didn't keep up too much with it. The bank sends me a letter saying, hey, you were here during the heist, so we're giving you like $1,000 worth of therapy sessions if you want them. And obviously, I was shooken up a little, you know, during the whole thing, but afterwards, I was fine, you know what I mean? It wasn't traumatic or anything like that. It was just like, it's just something that happened.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was fine, no big deal. Meanwhile, my wife's in the car. She's just like waiting. Doesn't even realize the cops are there, nothing's happening.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, the car was facing the opposite way.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of facing the opposite way.
It's like gunshots are going off. She's like, I wonder what's going on.
I'm sure it was pretty muffled. I mean, it was inside, the shot was inside the bank, and, you know, they were inside the car. And I don't think they had the windows down. But I don't know, dude. I mean, it was just kind of funny. They're like, took you long enough. Are you kidding me? They just robbed the bank. What? Yeah, look at all the cops over there. And they're just, damn, what? Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you
fart. That's the best. See, yeah. I was thinking that, like, they didn't notice she was in the car, so she saw, like, the getaway car or something like that, and she was going to give the cops some information. But no, she didn't notice.
No.
None of it.
Because I parked facing the opposite way.
I mean, it's probably, in the long run, it's probably a good thing, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's a crazy time in my life.
So you didn't take a therapy session, dude?
Hell no, dude. What for?
For any type of therapy you need.
I don't need no therapy, dude. I'm perfect just the way I am. Nah, man, I don't need no stinking therapy. I'm fine. I mean, I get depressed and suicidal sometimes, but that's normal, right?
Actually, yeah. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, see? So I don't need any help.
And that was another time with Jeff in Jeff's Corner. Wow, that was a good segment. I enjoyed that.
True story. It's on my Facebook.
It's on his Facebook.
I have the letter on my Facebook. I took a picture of it and put it. I actually scanned it on my scanner.
Nice. All right.
Of course I scanned it on my scanner. What else would I scan it on?
Scan it on?
Scan it.
All right, I want to take some time to talk about a game that we've fallen out of sorts with lately. Destiny. Now, recently they've been doing some live streams to show off some of the stuff they're adding with the Taken King.
And gameplay stuff.
And I sat down and I watched both of them from beginning to end. Did you?
No.
Alright. I'm going to try to summarize everything as best as I can. Obviously, more bank space for weapons, guns, and like just materials.
Which is very needed.
Very, very much needed. They have it in pages now. So you can just go to page 1, 2, 3, whatever.
I mean, they did ended up doing a bigger bank vault.
Before, but it was like a little bit more. Now it's like 72 slots for like weapons.
Yeah, that's good. That is good.
Armor and like something less than that for the materials. But they added this collection thing. I forget exactly what they called it, but so you have an exotic. Like, I'm never going to use this. You break it down. Like, ah, I want that back. You can go to your collection thing. There's your exotic. And you just buy it back. One shard and so much glimmer to buy it back.
Just the shard and the glimmer? That's it?
Yep.
and you don't have to re-upgrade it or anything like that?
Or don't, was that talked I don't, about? That wasn't talked about. That's a good question. So that wasn't talked about, but presumably if you're sharding it, it's because you're not using it anymore. But that, see, but that frees up bank space. So if you just kind of want to collect it, well, there's your little collection gallery right there, so you don't have to worry about keeping it in your bank space. Same thing with the armor, and same thing with shaders, emblems, and I believe ships and or, yeah, I believe the speeders and or ships, maybe. Oh, and like capes, things like capes and warlocks as the armbands.
Yeah.
So I think that stuff goes into the collection as well. So, you know, some people like to collect all the shaders and emblems and stuff like that. Well, now you can have, I think those come out free because they're kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Ghosts have abilities and new colors. There's more than just one extra color or something like that. You know, you can get green, purple. It seems like you can get the same ability in different colors. So if you want a specific color for a certain ability. And like, they give you stat bonuses and stuff like that. They'll give you the defense rating. And there's legendary versions and rare versions and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. I mean, like, they only really showed one, like, specialty in the demo, and that was, like, to be able to get more glimmer. But they did mention, like, there's a PvP.
But you can already do that.
Locate, like, for instance, spin metal. It would just show you where all the spin metal is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of defeats the purpose of hunting for it.
Well, it's exactly the point. Nobody really wants to hunt for it anymore. So they're like, all right, if you don't want to hunt for it, throw this ghost on there. You don't have to hunt for it now.
It seems too easy.
Well, don't use
it that, just seems too easy.
Just don't use that ghost.
I know, but still.
Just don't. There's no still. Anyway. they also mentioned the PvP ghost that like will get you more glimmer in PvP for like killing people. So, you know. For people that just want to do PvP, they're giving you ways to do just PvP.
Are they raising the cap on glimmer? Was that ever mentioned?
That was not mentioned.
Okay.
Also, they mentioned quest tracking. So you can get up to, like, I think 10 quests now, or like 16 quests, something like that. So more quests than before. They have quests that are like, that'll give you rewards. Like, this quest will give you a legendary, and it'll show you, like, when you pick up the quest, this quest, when you're done with it, will give you a legendary. And like this quest is part one of like a 2-part story or something like that. And so
they're adding a bunch of new ones then.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
So they have like the story quest and they have like the bounties and et cetera, et cetera. And you can track up to like 6 of them. And then whenever you pull up your ghosts, it'll show you the progress on those 6. So if you're like, oh, how close am I to getting that 100 kills without dying? Like instead of having to go into your menu, find the bounty, hover over, and then find out you just hit your ghost. There's the bounty right there. I got 45 out of 100. Which is nice.
Yeah.
It's much, much more convenient. Let's see, what else did they do? They've added a new item slot called artifacts. They're supposed to be pretty beefy. They didn't spend too much time on that. They kind of glaze over in the second one. Kind of showed everybody what the artifacts were, but those are very specific to the builds that they were playing. So, I mean, I'd like to see what the variation on those could be. So, I didn't really get to see that. It's just another item, which is cool. You know, another thing to hunt for. That's fine. Let's see. They also showed, they're doing upgraded versions of some of the guns. Like, the Suros is getting a Taken King version upgrade.
The Regime?
Yeah, the Regime. Suros Regime. If you have the Year 1 version, when you go to your collection, you will have the Year 2 version unlocked.
So I would have 2 of them.
I mean, you could break down your year 1 and then purchase a year 2, I assume, is how they would do it.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of cool. It's a free upgrade. Well, I mean, not free, because you have to pay the glimmer.
Is it a better upgrade?
Yeah. So it seems like with the upgrade, the year 2
upgrades... Oh, because of the limiting the damage, though, on the older ones. That's...
Yeah. So it'll increase damage, but also... the upgrade tree isn't as long. You know, people like...
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
It's a lot more like the pistols and the...
Everything from the wolves.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems to be like that. There's like 2-3 circles.
But, okay. Now, they've taken what they consider to be like the primary aspect of the Sura's for instance, Sura's regime, which I think, you know, what they feel is the gun. I think the one they picked for Sura's regime, if I'm remembering this correctly, was the
stability.
Yeah, it was the stability. The longer you hold it down, the more stable it becomes. That's just a perk of this a year two. You don't have to upgrade that. You just have that as part of the year two.
Okay.
And it seems like they're doing that with the armors and the gun. So whatever the main aspect, when you upgrade to the year two, that's just a perk, plus all the upgrades you can get. That's kind of cool. Let's see, what else do they talk about? Oh, there's a way to get Nightfall raid loot by doing just PvP. So you're gonna have every week they're gonna have like 6 quests or something like that, PvP bounties or quests, whatever. And once you complete them all, it unlocks a special quest that's even harder. And once you complete that, you will get Nightfall rewards.
Or just go through the Nightfall?
Or just go through the Nightfall. But, you know, some people don't whatever, like PvP, the PvP stuff, right? Yeah. Another thing is, there are no more Vanguard marks, or like Vanguard marks and then Dead Orbit marks.
Oh, that's so stupid. I hated that, man.
It's all one unit now.
Again. Like it used to be.
I think so, yeah. And everybody did the...
Oh, I guess they didn't do the mark. Yeah, yeah. They separated them in the second one. In the second... the first DLC?
Maybe, yeah.
No, it was the first DLC, yeah. They separated where you can... Where, like, all the factions you can buy off the same thing, like with the PvP stuff. Yeah. And you can go through every faction. But now you have to have... This thing for this faction, this thing for this faction to be able to buy from them. That was annoying. I didn't like that. That was stupid.
Well, now they're going back. Because
you have to equip their stuff to be able to upgrade it and to be able to buy from them.
Yeah. So now they're doing legendary marks across all the people that sell you stuff, basically.
But you'll still need a mark to buy something.
Yeah, you'll still need a mark. But, I mean, there's no limit to the amount of marks you can get. You're capped at what it seemed like 200, but like how it is now, like once you get like 100 marks or whatever, you can't get anymore.
I'm assuming all the ones that you have are gonna get switched over, right?
Yeah, something like that. And but now you can be like, oh, you know, I wanted to buy this, I'm gonna go buy that, and I'm gonna go earn some more marks so I can buy that. And when you join the faction, you're locked in that faction for at least a week. But while you're in that faction, you don't have to have any of their stuff equipped to get marks for them or reputation. You will just get reputation from them and the Vanguard whenever you get reputation.
Hmm, makes sense.
Yeah, because I mean everybody's doing what the Vanguard wants.
Yeah.
So it's nice that they give you for both. I think it's nice.
So it makes sense to actually join a faction. It doesn't matter because you'll still get your Vanguard stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. That's a cool idea. Yeah.
That's a cool idea. And, to buy the ghosts, you can go to the speaker. He sells ghosts. also the capes and the bonds and the titans, like little loincloth things.
Loincloth.
I forget what they're called right now, but little sashes. Those all give you defense and they all have stats as well.
What? Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they upgradable? Like, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I think I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like having more things to toy with.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, you know how they have discipline and strength and those stats right there? You will now be able to see what your cooldowns are based off of those numbers. Because now it said, like, having higher than this. As a time.
Yeah.
So it'll say, like, this. Now your bombs are going to take 8 seconds.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. I much rather would like to see that than...
It will take less time.
Yeah, how much percentage you have of a certain thing.
Yeah. I guess there's tiers two or something like that. That'll help you upgrade that. Also, I mean, there's actually a lot of new stuff. I was kind of impressed by it. The gunsmith will have quests. And he will have guns that you try out. And you try out these guns, you go kill a certain amount of enemies with it and stuff like that. And then later in that week, he'll replace these guns, like, every week, like, 6 guns, something like that. He'll have, like, a bounty thing or something like that, where you complete the bounty and you get the gun that you wanted.
Kind of get, like, an option to buy? kind of rent to own kind of thing.
Rent to own kind of thing. But like you complete a bounty and he'll just give you that gun. So that's kind of cool. And he has his own reputation.
Interesting. Yeah, because he was basically useless the whole game.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, the whole game, since the beginning of
no,
the game.
No, he sold heavy ammo since.
So did Xur.
Yeah, but when Xur's not in town, you need a heavy ammo synth. You go to the gunsmith.
When Xur's in town, you buy, like, a crap ton of them.
For a strange coin each time, eh?
Yeah, it's one coin. It's so cheap.
Anyway, the Cryptarch has, I believe, he sells something. I don't remember what it was right now. But, apparently, engrams? He will sell engrams. Apparently, he's going to have more than just green engrams. Like, he will have a purple engram, and it will be a guaranteed purple item.
I used to buy engrams from him like crazy when I reached my money cap.
Just to get
remember when that was happening a lot, where I just had too much money all the time?
Yeah.
And I would just buy, like, you know, like 20 engrams, 40 engrams, just to kind of lower my money. I mean, earn reputation at the same time, but...
Yeah.
It was just, like, it was so annoying. Now I can't seem to cap out. I can't have enough money, because... Everything just takes forever to upgrade, and I have so many guns to upgrade, and just,
Yeah.
Finally got the wolf pack, though. For the, Gjallarhorn.
Oh, yeah, I need to play so I can upgrade my stuff. And, so the stream, they did one of the strikes. It seemed kind of short to me. But they were kind of just, like, running past enemies and stuff like that, which, I mean, most people are going to do anyway, but, They have rooms set into some of the strike. Well, the one that they showed, they had, like, a room where it'll be, like, a random encounter.
I don't think they should have done that. They shouldn't have ran through it. If they're showing off the raid, they should have stayed and shot the enemies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's kind of like a,
But they're showing something off, and then they're just like, yeah, we're just going to skip all this part. This whole part. And then they show you, oh, well, you can just run through it.
Well, I mean, there's sections where you can just run through it. But there's still sections where you have to fight off the waves or whatever.
I still say that they shouldn't have done that.
Well, anyway. So there's this room. And it'll just have, like, I guess they could have a certain number... They have a certain number of encounters built into that room. And you'll just randomly get one. So when you do a strike, you'll get different experiences. It won't just be the same thing over and over again. You'll get, like, one time you'll fight a tank... The next time you'll fight like a brute or something like that.
Nice.
It looks like they also had environmental hazards. Like there was like these boilerplates that the guy ran over and he was getting like burned by them. It's for some pretty nasty damage. So that was kind of cool.
I've seen a couple of it was a video with the hunter, I believe.
Okay.
Showing off his new moves and his new class stuff.
Yeah.
And now you can turn, like, the whole party invisible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, he has this thing where, like, if you're in a raid, you can turn everybody invisible.
That's pretty cool.
And,
smoke screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoke screen is what it is.
And, so he's just, you know, he's a heavy support character.
Yeah.
And, I guess he always was, but now it's just kind of crazy. Like, it's crazy stuff happening now.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean,
I haven't seen anything on the Titan or the
Hammer Titan is pretty cool. He quickly showed off all the different things the Hammer Titan can do. But he set it up this combo for himself, where when you throw his hammer, he creates like a little sunspot on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
A little like, and if he's standing in it, he'll do more damage. So you can like throw a sunspot when he goes and stand in it and start just chugging hammers and doing all kinds of damage. There's also like
meanwhile you're stationary.
Yeah. But there's also a everywhere you throw a hammer it creates a sunspot.
Yeah.
So you can run around, smack people being sunspots.
Kinda like my bombs as a warlock?
Yeah, something like that, I guess. Yeah. But as a warlock if you're standing your bomb doesn't do anything for you.
No. No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
More like a Dragon's Breath.
It's, again, if you're standing in Dragon's Breath, it doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, but it's a rocket launcher. So it's going to do heavy damage.
Also,
it just seems like it's the same ability as Dragon's Breath. Except for the whole standing in the solar flare part, though.
Yeah, it's therefore better. There's also, it looked like there was a charging build. So it looks like there's, like, builds within the main build. So, like, I think, dude, Hunter had a cool ability that if you tap circle twice, it'll do a dodge roll. Like, it'll like, do a
blink. Oh, I heard about that.
A blink backwards. And that's just cool.
In the direction that you can do it in different directions, right?
From I'm not sure. I only saw them do it, like, once in the strike. And it was just, like, not even fighting anything. He just kind of, like, did it.
And I remember reading that you can do it in any direction, but I might be wrong.
So that's cool. I like that. That was pretty cool. I mean, the Warlock seemed like a lot of the same stuff. The Warlock has a thing, the way they had it built up.
He flies, right?
No, I mean, he hovers when he has his thing, but he doesn't have, like, free-form flying or anything.
No,
like
that. Okay.
But the way they had it built up, he would do... So whenever he went super... He would do a big lightning blast right where underneath him. So the guy would jump up, do a super, do a big lightning blast, do a lot of damage. And he would just run around, like, shooting things with electricity.
Maybe they do like the Warlock a lot.
I don't know. I was more in tune with what they did with the hammer, the fire hammer for Titan. I thought that was pretty cool. A lot of people are really impressed with the Warlock's, like, electricity thing. I think the hammer thing is just, like, bringing the pain.
I'm glad the Warlock can actually, like, fly now.
It hovers, but
it's,
yeah.
It's like it's flying. A hover is a fly.
No, a fly...
whatever.
A fly assumes that you can just go up to the roof of the area, but you can't.
So, what about when you jump?
Whatever.
Can you do a double jump? Can you still do, like,
the hover?
I mean, everything's fine, right?
Yeah,
everything's the same.
Pretty much.
You're just, like, off the ground. But it doesn't really. Does it? I wonder if it feels different.
I don't know. Well,
are you able to go like across glide. Gaps?
They didn't have any gaps, so probably not. Because a hover typically is not flying again.
Yeah, magnetic poles and stuffs. He has magnets in his boots, and the ground's made out of copper or something. I don't know.
So anyway, to the final encounter of the strike, you fight two big brutes of the what are they called?
The
guys on Mars, yeah, the Cabal. So the whole story of the strike is the Cabal's wants to destroy the ship of the Taken King, and so they crash one of their things into the ship and just create a bunch of havoc. And it looks like a lot of the new game takes actually place on the Dreadnought, like the Dreadnought, it's its own patrol mission map and everything. And that's kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, it's better. It's a better explanation for like, hey, I'm on Earth. But I'm only going to go to Russia. So, I mean, at least this is... It's on the Dreadnought. There's a reason why you're only on the Dreadnought. Because it's just a Dreadnought.
I guess the rest of the world is dead? No, it is. The rest of the world is dead.
And apparently people found leaks of what the original game was supposed to be. It's supposed to be, like... You're supposed to be able to go to Boston.
Really?
And, like, all these other places on there. And stuff like that.
Damn, dude.
It was also a much more self-contained story. Apparently, actually, I found out there was a lot of drama, like, a lot of, like, lead story writers and, like, a lot of people that
worked at Bungie
for a long time, like, left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were saying, like...
Why would they leave?
Apparently, somebody said, like, they were told that they needed to make DLC, basically, from Activision. So they had, like, a lot of the stuff was supposed to be part of the game, and Activision's like, no, that's going to be DLC. And that's going to be DLC. Apparently, it was, like, becoming very difficult for people to work there that loved making games, you know, like Bungie used to and stuff like that. But who knows, for sure.
Cross Tekken.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, let's make all these characters. Yeah, those characters are going to be DLC. We'll put them on the disc, but people are going to have to pay for those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the fight, so you fight one of these guys. Once you get him to, like, half health, he runs away, and the other guy comes out, and he has, like, a different fighting style. And they're a lot more active than other bosses have been in strikes, you know, where most of the time they're just kind of like,
yeah, and just walk really slowly.
Yeah.
Every now and then teleports, try to stomp you, yeah.
Yeah. This one's, like, the guy, like, the first one they show, the guy has, like a boost jump, and he basically just constantly trying to slam you with his fist with these boost jumps. So he's just constantly coming at you. The other guy just has a giant cannon. So
that's
he creates,
a nice touch. Yeah.
This guy's just a giant cannon. So he just creates his bubble and like starts shooting cannons, bombardments wherever you are.
So he has like a Titan shield.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
You go into it and you like take his health down, and of course you have the waves that come out and blah blah blah. Actually, the Warlock seemed like he was really good for crowd control. And the waves would come out, the Warlock would just boost, and he would just, like, kill a bunch of the mobs. So it seemed like he was really good for crowd control. I mean, these were all level 40 guys. I'm not sure what level. I think they were doing the strike at 36, so obviously they were overpowered. So anyway, once you get the second guy down at half health, they both come out. So you have this guy constantly shooting bombardments while the other guy's, like, just trying to jam you. So you're constantly having to move around the map.
This is a strike, right? Not a raid?
This is a strike.
Yeah, okay.
So you're constantly having to try to move around the map to try to avoid this guy's and, like, avoid the bombs coming down on you. And then when you kill one of them, the other one will, like, Mega Man status, pick up the attribute of the one that died.
No way.
So they killed the guy that was, like, charging them. So then the,
So either way, they're gonna have both powers. Yeah, no matter who you kill, yeah.
Yeah. I assume they use it differently, I guess. I'm not sure. So anyway, the other guy would, like, that was dropping bombs, like, shoot a bomb and, like, charge you and shoot a bomb and charge you and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It's, you know, watching these two streams, I'm like, man, do I want that Taken King? Like, it sounds like they're actually doing some smart things in this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I saw you were playing it again.
Yeah. I was playing that on Sunday? Was it Sunday?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Why'd you get back in?
Honestly? Kenny mentioned it. Kenny said, hey, because I was telling dude Kenny, right? He was, he texted me after, like, you know, a long time, and he's... and I told him about my my stream, and he's like, where, blah, 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 blah. So I gave him all the details, and he's like, do you play first-person shooters? And I was like, do I? Well, just one. But but I told him, yeah, like, I mean, I play Destiny right now, and I told him, I'll be on later tonight. And I was like, you know what, let me play a first-person shooter for this guy. You know what I mean? Just you know, he's going to be a new viewer. I mean, even if I do know the guy, it doesn't matter. You know, he's still a new viewer.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to give him a show. And then he realized how much I suck. And then and he told me during the chat how much I suck. So
you were dying a lot.
Yeah. I was making some stupid stuff. I always do, though.
You always do, yeah.
I always do stupid
decisions. Like, I'm going to go punch this guy. Why would you punch the boss? I thought I would kill him. He has half his health.
He had like 3 pixels left. And he didn't die. But, I try to go in too hard sometimes.
Yeah. You think you're a Titan when you're a Warlock.
But he was, he really enjoyed the game, and he was asking if I bought the game if we would help him farm.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm totally down to farm.
I got a lobby that
you still haven't upgraded your characters, huh?
My hunter is like level 17. I just need to get that grind.
So you're below 20.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Don't worry. If I get the Taken King, I'm going to use that boost on my Warlock. Boost him up to 25.
No boost.
I'm going to boost him. That Warlock. Who cares about Warlocks?
I do. Everybody else does. There's so many Warlocks.
Are you going to get a Taken King?
I don't know.
They've stepped up their game, haven't they?
Yeah, it seems better.
It seems a lot better.
I still feel, I mean, just because of how much it is, I still feel like I want to watch before I buy it.
I know, I just want to know, is it going to be like a 10 hours and you're done with it kind of a thing?
So, I'm going to, and I want to watch one of the professional guys go through it.
You mean like professional Twitcher?
No, professional, like, Destiny players, like, the people who are, like, the people that are finishing raids first, you know what I mean?
I don't want to watch a raid, though. Well, I mean...
I just mean, they're the players that, everybody, like, make things happen. Everybody
watches a raid, it tells us how to do everything anyway.
Yeah. Maybe a raid's that's a bad choice, because I don't want to do that again. I don't want to be able to go through a raid and already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes the fun out of it. But, I mean, the first one, we waited way too long. We waited way too long to start a raid.
Well, it wasn't our fault. We didn't have a team.
It doesn't matter. You could always find people.
We tried.
Did we? I don't remember.
Yeah. We didn't start getting consistent teams until Monkey.
Yeah. How did it all start? I don't even remember how it started.
I think we hooked up with Monkey through either Papu or Afkilia.
How did we get into a raid?
We got into a raid because of, what's his name? some guy, we were hanging out in the tower, some guy was like, hey, you guys want to do a raid? And we were like, yeah, because we've been waiting to do a raid for like a week.
And oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
And then he hooked us up, and he was still looking for
people. Yeah, there was more people to be found.
And that's where, I think that's the same raid where we started playing with Papu and Afkilo.
So our first raid was with them, right? Yeah, it was with them.
It was like Papu, Afkilo, and eventually the guy who started the raid got frustrated and left, and they brought in, was it Tom Sweeney or something like
that? No. Papu brought in, his brother. Because he was saying, hey, let me get my brother in this.
You make him sound Jamaican. Right?
Bacon. Love me some bacon.
Yeah, he got Afkilo, but they also brought in, what was his name? Like T Sweet or something like
that? Yeah, one guy definitely got frustrated and left.
That was the guy that started. I guess the guy brought us and started the whole raid.
He was over it, and we ended up like beating it
like right after he left. Yeah. He was our crutch basically. But anyway, Papu and Afkilo knew this guy. I can't remember his username right now. And he knew Monkey. And that's where we hooked up with Monkey. Because we started doing raids with Monkey, with Papu and Afkilo and this other guy.
And ever since, Monkey became our bestie, dude.
Well, Monkey's in our time zone. So that helped out a lot. And
I haven't seen Monkey online in a while. Or maybe I'm just not looking.
You're just not looking.
Yeah.
You've been doing your PS3 a lot, too, because streams.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's always on playing Destiny. The only game he plays. I think I saw him playing some Rocket League, maybe.
What? Really?
Maybe a little bit, like once.
Interesting. That guy said he wouldn't play another video game. I'm glad he's playing other games.
Yeah.
He should. I remember him mentioning at one point how this game, referring to Destiny, sucks the life out of you.
It definitely does. Definitely does.
So yeah, I don't know, man. I think I still, no matter what, I'm still gonna watch gameplay of the game before I buy the DLC. That's the way I'm gonna go about it.
Okay.
Are you already set on buying it?
Not sure. I mean, I want to be.
Do you also want to watch gameplay beforehand?
I do. I mean, I've seen some gameplay, and it's definitely. I'm like, oh, that looked good. That looked like it was going in the right direction. Because my problem with Destiny, where it is right now, is they're trying too hard to serve two masters. They're trying to serve that, like, competitive PvP shooter fan base, and they're trying to build this MMO fan base. And it feels like they don't know how to merge those two different styles of gameplay.
But it seems like it's a separate part. Like, it's a different game entirely. Like
one suffers when one gets, when one DLC is focused on one, so, like, if you're not playing that one type of thing, you don't care.
Yeah, because, the Osiris, I know people who wouldn't try to get the Osiris stuff, you know what I mean? Because it's all PvP, and you have to go through PvP. And you have to be good.
Yeah, you have to be good.
Especially if you want to get to
Mercury.
To Mercury.
And I want the Mercury.
You gotta go perfect score.
Yeah.
And so just...
It makes me sad that it's locked behind such a crazy paywall, because Mercury looks cool.
Yeah. I mean, I got the chance to see it online happening. I got from 0 wins to 9.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, Psycho, Draco, and Mew, did it, man. Yeah, they did it.
Nice.
But, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something that's gonna happen for me.
I mean, that's the thing. It's cool that they do that. Like, it's cool that they have that for the PvP, but, like, where's my non-PvP equivalent to, like, this cool, awesome zone? I get to do because I did 35 skulls or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't get nothing. It doesn't get me anything cool for doing that. And it's hard. It's really hard. I'd say actually I haven't done it, but nobody really wanted to do it when I was playing. Because it was, like, super hard. And we didn't have galleys.
Yeah, now that I have a galley, it might change a little bit.
Yeah. Alright, should we do a Twitter question? Twitter question of the week. This is brought to you by Jeff. Let me pull this up here.
You reworded that to what I tried to say.
No, I literally just said exactly what you
said. Well, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
It was more of a guideline kind of thing.
Oh, but, no. I assume this is what you wanted to say.
Well, it is, but I felt like it was more of a guideline thing, and you would probably switch it to make it more more concise.
Nope.
Go for it.
All right. From Jeff's own words. Do you feel that gaming ever takes over your life? In other words, does it keep you from doing things you need to do? We got a couple responses. Let's go ahead and read those out real quick. Starting off with Solo831. That's Solo_831.
Happy birthday, Solo831.
Happy birthday, Solo. He just had his birthday recently, people.
Yesterday. So.
Well, yesterday from when we recorded this.
Two days ago.
Monday. All right. It doesn't stop me from doing things I need to do, but it can delay me at times. We got Riddle, long-time listener Riddle, Solo, and Visago. All three responded. Thank you, guys. All right, Riddle Master. Occasionally, but not for more than a day. And then Visago, 831, here we go. I didn't get a chance to respond to this because I was playing Madden 16. So, yes.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
I saw what he did there.
Now, I'll go first. It's your question. I'll give you the chance to go last. I'm kind of in the same boat, I think, with, like, I think everybody's sentiments. It doesn't stop me from doing something that I need to do, but I might not do it necessarily when I need to do it, per se. Like, you know, there have been times where I'm playing, you know, with Destiny, back in our heydays, like, man, I need to go to sleep right now. 5 hours later, I still haven't gone to sleep. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been times where, like, I need to get ready for work. I show up at work, my hair's a mess, because I didn't do anything to get ready for work.
Your hair's always a mess. What are you talking about?
It's not really. Actually, my hair comes itself very nicely. But you wouldn't know, because I'm always playing games before I leave somewhere.
You're a regular Richard Gere now, man.
It does actually look that nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard Gere's a sexy man.
So, I mean, like, it definitely puts a crunch on the amount of time I have to do something. Well, normally I would have, like, you know, like, half an hour or, like, a couple days to do something. I'm suddenly doing it, like, on the last day or the last, like, 5 minutes before I have to get out the door. So it doesn't stop me from doing it, but it will delay me from doing it.
There's a lot of times where I would just be stuck on a game, and okay, like, there was times where I like you said, needing to go to sleep.
Yeah,
there's times that I would be playing a video game. Oh man, I should go to sleep soon. One more level, right?
Yeah.
And then that level just turns into all night, and I actually didn't go to sleep at all that night. And I have to go to work. No sleep, dude, whatsoever. You know what I mean? And I've been awake, and I go to work, and I, you know, like, I'm tired, I'm sleeping at work, and I get home, and I start playing video games again.
Yeah.
Because I'm not tired anymore. Once you get home, it feels like that whole thing goes away. Like, the whole, you don't feel tired anymore. You know, you get your second wind.
You get your second wind. Until you pass out.
Yeah, randomly. And then once you're playing video games, that's, you know, when you're doing it the second time around, you do end up getting a little sleepy during the game. And just like, you know, but, I mean, that's definitely a sleep thing. When it comes to other things, like, say I needed to call, I did, like, a free trial or something like that, and I've done that before, like, where, you know, and I need to call to cancel this.
Yeah.
But I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to play a little bit of video games. And I end up not doing it.
They know
you're not. And then they start charging me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so stuff like that happened to me all the time. Constantly. Like, it's just, it was,
All right. Has it ever gotten this bad? Have you ever, like, been like, oh, I got to pick up my kid from whatever. Oh, I could play a little bit more.
I hate you. I forgot to pick up my daughter at preschool once.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Just forgot?
I forgot.
Not even, like, late.
No,
like,
I forgot.
The school called you up.
The school called me, hey, your daughter's still here.
And you're like, hold up, I got one more level.
I completely forgot that I had to pick her up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's that might be addiction level.
That happened, dude. I mean, this was like 3 years ago, so whatever.
All right. I'm kind of curious if you ever done something like this. I know some people have done this. Calling you out solo.
Never have I ever. How is that what we're playing here?
Calling you out solo on this one because I know you've done this. Have you ever taken a week off of work just to play a game?
Wow. No. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
What game was that?
Diablo 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
It was Diablo. I didn't do it.
No, I know.
Yeah, but I know people. I know people that did. And I feel like that's more to the point of the question. You need to work. A week's worth of money is a lot of money. I guess maybe they didn't need that money, but like after that week, they're kind of bumming it. I would assume for a while. I think that's game stopping you from doing something you need to do.
Definitely, dude. It stops you from making money. From a responsibility more than anything. Yeah, I would say that definitely counts. So there you have it. I forgot my kid.
Yeah. But yet they still love you.
It happened one time, dude. It was one time. That was it. Never happened again.
Oh man.
Always remembered. No, actually, no.
I'm going to let you in.
Oh, no. There was a second time, but that was a miscommunication thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's fine. I'm gonna drop a little bit of background knowledge for you guys. When we finish recording, it's usually like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
And lately it has been, yeah.
Yeah, lately. And well, because you're overtime and all that stuff. And and Jeff here, he should be going home as soon as we're done recording, pretty much. But he has to get in his Isaac. It's not like one game. Like, he usually has to beat it at least once. So if he's having, like, a bad time, there's only, like, one time where he's gotten so frustrated with the game, he's like, nah, I gotta go home. And then, I think you left, like, around almost, like, at 2 at that, on that
one. There was one time where I left, like, at 2, yeah, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but that was actually one of our Gamescom days, I think, where we actually had the
watch. Oh, that's right, yeah, that's right.
Everything before.
Yeah, but I've left, like, at 1 in the morning.
Because of Isaac.
Isaac, yeah.
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 I think that tied in with your topic.
I don't... Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That's alright, we got the eats. Alright, I think that's going to do it for us this week, guys. Thanks for listening. As always, you can send us questions at uncoregamers@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at uncoregamers so you can answer that question of the week. Also, I've been trying to, whenever I know that Jeff is doing a stream, I'll send out a post with the link to the stream on Twitter as well.
My Twitter is automatic now to where every time I stream, it'll send out a Twitter. Catch me at Black Hole Flare on twitch.tv. And just follow me on Twitter, and then you'll get the tweet.
Yeah, you'll get the tweet. You'll know when he's playing.
And I'm going to start announcing it on Facebook, too. It's going to seem like spam because I don't post anything on Facebook anymore.
Well, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Twitter's kind of for that, in a way. You know what I mean? Facebook is more like, you know, taking pictures of your food, you know, showing everybody what you ate, you're going to eat.
No, that's Instagram.
What you're eating.
That's Instagram.
It's both, dude. It's both.
Yeah, some weird. No. Facebook is, here's all my political beliefs that I'm shoving down your throat.
Look at this funny video of a cat.
This funny video of a cat. Here's why buying sandalwood is murder. Here's another funny video of a cat.
I want you to believe this Photoshop photo of this sign that somebody wrote. Yeah, I mean, God, dude, things have become so fake on Facebook and everybody just believes it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But, yeah, so there it is. Twitter, Black Hole Flare. Catch me.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Later.